With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Day four of the war, Israel versus the terrorists. Israeli air power is being brought to bear on the Hamas stronghold of Gaza City, possibly softening up the target before sending in the troops. And with the toll of dead and injured rising throughout Israel, one prominent Israeli journalist is calling on the Biden administration to stop trying to handcuff his country's response to the wave of Hamas terrorist attacks. Joel Rosenberg, founder of the Jerusalem News website AllIsrael.com, says one top administration figure needs to back off.
Secretary of State Blinken is trying to negotiate Turkey to bring a ceasefire. A ceasefire. Can I just say that if you've got a school anywhere in America and there's a mass shooter in the building, you do not tell the SWAT team to do a ceasefire. You don't tell the SWAT team to de-escalate. No, you blow the guy's head off and rescue the children. But already the Biden administration is telling us we need a ceasefire. No, we don't. We need our hostages back. We need Hamas eradicated.
Joel Rosenberg adds that Israel will forcefully retaliate for this week's terrorist atrocities despite criticism from the Biden administration or the American media. Also at SRNNews.com, the latest in the investigation of President Biden's handling of classified documents, the president answering questions from the special counsel looking into the matter.
The president was interviewed at the White House on Sunday and Monday. A White House spokesman said the interview was voluntary on the part of the president and that he is cooperating with the investigation. A special counsel is looking into Mr. Biden's handling of sensitive documents that were found in a private D.C. office and in the garage of his Delaware home.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A car rammed into the Chinese consulate in San Francisco, ending up in the lobby. A chaotic scene that ended with police shooting the driver, who later died in the hospital. Dow futures up 39. This is SRN News. A Christian researcher says this country is in trouble for three very specific reasons.
America has a worldview crisis. American churches have a discipleship crisis. And families have a parenting crisis.
Dr. George Barna of Arizona Christian University.
The primary job of parents is to raise their children to become disciples of Jesus Christ. And in order to do that, they've got to help their children develop a biblical worldview.
And he says there's no time to waste.
That worldview for everybody is formed between starting at 15 to 18 months of age and is almost fully formed for everybody by the age of 13.
Barna's new book is called Raising Spiritual Champions, Nurturing Your Child's Heart, Mind, and Soul. He adds that the only way to save America is to save the next generation of American citizens. More details at culturalresearchcenter.com. This is SRN News. Many of the Republican presidential candidates say they would use military force in Mexico to go after the cartels, the merchants of death dealing in fentanyl and other lethal drugs.
More than 75,000 people in the United States died last year from overdoses of synthetic opioids, an annual figure more than 20 times higher than a decade ago. That rhetoric from the GOP candidates is welcomed by some families who've lost loved ones to fentanyl and have long argued Washington has not done enough to address the worst drug crisis in U.S. history. John Scott Report.
Electric vehicles and their potential impact on job security have become central to negotiations in the U.S. auto workers' strike. GM, Ford, Jeep maker Stellantis plan to add 10 U.S. EV battery cell plants, most of them joint ventures with South Korean firms. The union wants to represent workers at the proposed factories and win them the same hourly pay and benefits as other union workers. SRNNews.com.